What we're all going through, is a very good voice to have this morning. Brian, hope all is well.
Personally, all is well, Jay. But I'll tell you, we're in a hell of a bad way in this world, aren't we?
No question about it. No question. Obviously, personally, I'm wanting to make sure health and everything else okay. Other areas, we're all going through this. A tough couple of days here. Give me your assessment, Brian, because it means so much with all that you've been through, your experience and everything else. So what are you assessing right now from our country as far as how everything got started here and especially what's going on as far as the county is concerned in Nassau, what you've been going through and how you've you guys are doing things right. I've said that all along for a long time. But give me your assessment from a country perspective first.
Well, from a country perspective, we're in a horrible way. We've been in this pandemic for several months now, and you had me on your show before, and I really appreciate it. We had almost 100 correction officers came down positive with this virus. I had several of my officers were hospitalized, and things were pretty bad, but thankfully we didn't lose anybody, and pretty much everybody is rolling back into the system. Now, with all this stuff going on, and we keep seeing the social distancing, and we see in the city the de Blasio's trying to enforce social distancing and people wearing masks, and there were a couple of confrontations and things like that. And then we kind of process, into this thing that happened in Minnesota, which is a terrible thing, and it sparked a lot of protests. It sparked a lot of anger about stuff that went on. But that's not what's going on now. What this has morphed into is complete anarchy across this country, and our elected leaders are sitting on their hands. They're doing nothing. These protests by peaceful protesters have been co-opted by anarchists. They say it straight out on TV. They say it even on the liberal networks that they've been co-opted by Antifa, at different anarchist groups that are very well motivated and very well put together. There's all kinds of social media direction and the telephone directions to have people commit acts of violence and acts of anarchy. I mean, you look at what happened on TV last night. They set St. John's Church on fire right across from the White House, and they had to put Donald Trump in a bunker because there's layers and layers. I don't know what the hell's going on in this country, but our elected leaders are sitting on their hands. They're doing absolutely nothing, and they're actually feeding into this stuff. They're stoking these fires. The governor of New York State gets on TV 2 days ago in his press conference where he pats himself on the back and tells the world how wonderful he is. He sits there and he says, "While I don't condone these acts of violence, I stand with these protesters." These people that are doing these acts are not protesters. These are arsonists, looters, criminals, vandals, everything else. And the governor of New York State stood up there and said that he stands with them. Now, I mean, and it's not just the governor of New York State. Bill de Blasio stood up and he said that it's time for you to go home, and our police are doing a wonderful job. They've done a wonderful job. There's a lot of restraint. But now let me talk for 20 minutes about everything the police are doing wrong. And all that does is stoke the fire and stoke the anger and drive the divisions and the wedge. And then on top of that, you have Donald Trump talking about, if you shoot, if you loot, we shoot. And we're going to send the military in. And then he disappears. Where is Chuck Schumer? Where is Kristen Gillibrand? Where's Peter King? Where is Tom Suozzi? Where is, Lee Zeldin? Where is everybody? There's an absolute vacuum in the... In our elected leadership in taking control over insurrections that are going on across this country. What they're doing in Brooklyn and Manhattan and breaking into Macy's and looting and setting fires and setting police cars on fire, this isn't peaceful protest. This isn't even, angry protest that you can see. It's absolute anarchy in the streets, and our elected leaders have done nothing but stoke the fire. They're allowing it to happen, and this is only going to progress. It's only going to get worse. It's going to expand. If you give these people an inch, they're going to take 10 feet. People are going to get hurt. People are going to get killed. Police officers, firemen are going to get killed. Yesterday, come to find out that what our legislature in New York State, the action that they're taking, but you don't hear anything from anybody aside from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that if you want these people to stop, you better give them free stuff. which is absurd. She had several tweets: give them free health care, give them free college, give them free everything, otherwise they're not going to stop burning, looting, and robbing, which is absurd. But the New York State Legislature, yesterday, come to find out, is going to be pressing the very high on their agenda this week is to repeal New York State Civil Rights Law 50A. Now, for anybody that doesn't know what 50A is, that is a New York State Civil Rights Law that protects personal information of police officers, correction officers, firemen, police medics, you know, ambulance medics, things like that. It protects that information from becoming public, like your address, your family's names, your beneficiaries. There's disciplinary records in there, too. But the New York State Legislature is now geared on the number one thing they want to do this week is repeal 50A. Now, what is that? That's what you're going to do to stop looting and rioting and arson. We're going to throw a bone at these people, at these anarchists, and say, okay, we stand with you and we agree with you. Everybody in the uniform is the bad guy, and we're going to repeal all their information, and we're going to let all their personal information become available. And what's the purpose of that? To create fear so police officers and firemen and medics don't do their jobs. God forbid. They go and they put a hand on somebody to help them or to stop a robbery. It's absolute anarchy what's going on in this country, and every single level of elected official is standing around on their hands doing absolutely nothing and allowing the rhetoric to be the, you know, the call to arms. There's no defense of police officers, correction officers. There's no defense of law and order in this country. I mean, we went. Maybe some of it has to do with all the pent upness from being allegedly, you know, stuck in your house. But we all know what's been going on in the city. There's been nobody stuck in the city. Everybody's been out. They keep talking about the crisis, but now you don't hear anything about wear your mask or social distancing. Now it's I stand with the protesters. The governor of New York State stands with the protesters. Where last week he's talking about the flattening the curve and wear your mask and protect yourself and social distancing. Now we're all going to stand and throw firebombs at cars and police cars and churches, and that's okay.
Not only that, where was the National Guard last night in New York? Did anyone see what happened in Brooklyn and surrounding parts of the city? That Chanel store looted? Where is the National Guard in New York?
They're 100% not calling in the National Guard. They don't want the National Guard. Our elected leaders want this place to burn because they think that's what their constituents want. I mean, are the constituents of Governor Cuomo and Bill de Blasio? Apparently, the constituents are arsonists and looters. That's who they're placating.
I agree with you. I mean, I said from the get-go this morning, where's the leadership? No, we got nothing. Where's Lee Zeldin? My goodness. Peter King. Donald Trump on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Can you at least address the nation? Holy mackerel. My head was spinning off yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm watching Philadelphia on fire. Police cars being taken over, torched. Target stores being looted. I could not believe the scene on Broad Street in Philadelphia yesterday. Where is the leadership? And by the way, the National Guard has arrived in Philadelphia. Thank you, Governor Tom Wolf. You just woke up.
It's about time.
My
they just
goodness.
Woke up. They
Where
called
is
in
the leadership
National Guard
all
in Minneapolis. They called in the National Guard in Minneapolis days ago, and there's been no unrest in Minneapolis where this all of this anarchy allegedly started from. It's where this horrible incident happened. But these things that are going on in all these cities across the United States, they've been co-opted. I can see all kinds of peaceful protests. I've led peaceful protests against our government as a union leader. This stuff is not peaceful protest. They've come straight out, even on CNN, some of the more liberal stations, they talk straight up about how these have been co-opted by anarchists, by outside agitators, by paid agitators that are coming in and setting fires and looting. Where the hell is the government? It's non-existent. Both sides of the government, there's no one. Are they still inside their houses afraid to come out wearing a mask because they might get COVID? There's going to be no world to come back to if you're waiting to come back after COVID is gone, because everything is going to be burned out and gone.
I agree with you. And you made a great point with Ocasio-Cortez. You know, I'll tell you, put her and de Blasio in a SpaceX spaceship and let them go on that space station for a couple of months. Let's get rid of them already. You're 100%
get them out of the
right.
Equation.
We
all they do
have
is stoke
no
the fire.
Leadership, 1,000%. And by the way, this isn't about politicizing here, folks. This is about our officials that we elect to keep us safe and to make the right decisions. They have been silent, all of them. And I'm not signaling any party out here. I'm telling you, Peter King, where are you? Lee Zeldin, where have you been? Donald J. Trump, hello? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell. Can somebody make Kevin McCarthy? Mr. McCarthy, you're out there all the time on Fox News. Can you give me something here?
Nothing.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, can you at least tell me something here? Can you make a statement? Where's the National Guard? I need leadership. There is none. I said that all weekend long to my kids. Where is the president, for crying out loud? Make a statement. Do something here to quell this stuff. You're tweeting about Philadelphia. Make a statement on television. My God, there is nothing out there.
I put a thing on my Facebook page last night that it's about Donald Trump himself. He's got to put his Twitter page down and go be the president. The governor's got to go be the governor. I don't know what these people are thinking of. The first and foremost thing that you do as an elected official is act for the public safety. You have to act, and of course, I'm a public safety officer, and people will say, oh, that's just your forte. That's nonsense. The first and foremost part of government and the first act of government is to keep the public safe. And then you go from there. You have to govern, but you have to keep the public safety. These elected leaders from the top down have done absolutely nothing to protect the safety of the public. They've done exactly the opposite. They've stoked the fire. Governor Cuomo got on there and gave a list of names 2 days ago, from Rodney King until today, all these people that were shot by police officers, and said that he stands with the protesters. You know, we could all stand here and talk about social justice and everything else for 100 years. You know, but he didn't say anything about all the police officers that were killed by armed people over the last 20, 25 years. He didn't say anything about Wen Jianlu or Rafael Ramos that were assassinated sitting in their cars because of stoked racial tensions and everything else. They had nothing to do with race. They were neither one of them was white. One was Asian and one was Hispanic, and they were shot sitting in their car because they wore a blue uniform. Because they represented law and order, they were killed. But our governor gets up there and talks about all the people that have had these cases of being shot or beaten by law enforcement since Rodney King, with nothing on the other side. No second side of the coin, no second side of the story, no talk about social justice and we need to do this, but also you should support your law enforcement. You can't burn down your neighborhood, you can't commit arson, burning churches, looting, none of that. I stand with the protesters. I'm the governor of New York State, and I stand with the protesters, and Donald Trump is in a bunker at the White House, and you don't hear a word from him. I'm absolutely disgusted with the way our elected leaders are conducting themselves.
Brian, I'll tell you, the other problem is we keep electing this garbage over and over again, and that's got to stop. You know, we talk about culture change and everything else when it comes to racism in the home and the education. What about the culture of the voter? Can we please use our brain cells? You know, everybody complains about Mayor de blah blah, okay? Mm-hmm. But we keep electing him.
You elected
He's
him
in
three,
term
how many
two.
Times? Right, exactly. Everybody
I mean, when
complains
are we gonna,
about Cuomo, every single time.
When are we going to use our freaking heads here, folks? Please.
You hit the nail on the head. The average voter turnout in all these elections is 30 to 40%. That's absolutely disgusting. And then when things like this happen, you wonder why you have incompetence that sitting in these seats that don't know what to do, or they're stoking the fires, because I don't think any intelligent people or any people that have anything going for them want these damn jobs. Who wants to be the president? Who wants to be the governor? It's nothing but headaches. God, I have enough headaches as the president of a union. I couldn't imagine running the union, running the state, or running the country. And it's just it's a stepping stone for people.
Crazy.
To
You know what drives me crazy? They talk about term limits. You know what? We've got term limits, folks. Mm-hmm. You have the right to terminate somebody after a term in office. But if we don't utilize the thinking of term limits to one's own sense, guess what? The same garbage occupies those posts because we don't utilize our own term limits. We can terminate and vote others into office. And I say that every electoral season. Are you better off now than you were 2, 3, 4 years ago? You must ask yourselves that, okay? You must ask yourselves that. And I'm going to tell you, to me, coming up in November, it's the most important electoral season ever. Because after what this country has been through in 2020, if change is not made, I don't have any confidence that we're ever going to do the right thing. And
we'll
mean
only get
that.
Worse. I couldn't agree with you more, 100%. I've been on here before talking about bail reform, what they consider bail reform. All it is prison dumps, letting criminals out. And I've said it 1,000 times, I don't know, you know, all of our elected leaders in New York State, it just seems like their constituents are criminals in New York State. That's all that they care about is the rights and welfare of criminals. Taxpayers and the citizens be damned. I mean, during this COVID crisis, they emptied the jails out of the ones that were left after the bail reform. They were let, the, you know, the bad guys, the real bad guys. At Rikers Island, they let 2,000 inmates out. These were all bank robbers, rapists, murderers, manslaughter, assaulters. They let God Almighty, probably another 100 out of my jail. And the charges that these people are in for, and in the city, just about every one of them was rearrested again, and 70% of them were given desk appearance tickets to walk out. Not only do you have the COVID crisis that people are scared to death they're going to get this thing and die, now our elected leaders let all these criminals out of jail because, oh, they're going to get COVID in jail. We have to protect them. Have to protect them. They're better off in the jails than they are in the street where they have, with, you know, they either have no health care or they're just, they have no mental health care or you know, at least in the jails they have medicine. They have medical units that can take care of them. We can, believe it or not, in jail you can social distance people. You can keep them separated. But instead, we let them out on the streets to do God knows what. And we've seen all the things, you know, in all the stories in the paper about these crimes that are going on. And then this stuff happens, and it gets co-opted. And these are you hit the nail on the head. This coming election in November is probably one of the most important elections in a long time because the people that brought you bail reform, the people that are allowing this anarchy to go on now, they're all up for election at the end of this year. So let's see where the public is and where the public's brain is if they come out. There's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of people that have been awoken to what goes on in this country, that there's just absolute insanity and anarchy going on. Let's see if they show up to the polling place in November.
And I'll tell you,
I don't have a good feeling about it because people are so turned off. They just don't want to be involved, and this is what happens when you turn off.
Brian Sullivan, how could you have a good feeling? Because it happens every year. We talk about it. It's the same dreck, and the turnout. Even when we have early voting now, that doesn't make a difference because no. it's the same refuse that goes back into those posts, folks. And that's why nothing gets done. Where is the leadership? I'm crying out for leadership. I don't see anything. I don't see any leadership in the last 4 days. Our country has been taken over. Can somebody make an announcement? My goodness. That governor of Minnesota is a complete clown. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Attorney General, now you're going to handle the case. National Guard, I'm finally going to get you in after 3 days. Holy mackerel.
After everything's already burned.
I tell you, Brian, help me out here.
Jay, it's a sin what's going on, and you hit the nail on the head before. Again, I keep saying that expression, but it's a sin what has gone on in the city of New York, in Brooklyn, what these poor cops are going through. Nothing happened in New York. Nothing happened here to warrant this. But outside agitators, professional agitators, professional anarchists, this Antifa stuff have all come in here. They all know it. Because they're all reporting on it. John Miller, that used to be the reporter that chased Gotti around, he's on the TV last night, and he's saying he worked for the police department. He's saying that they have definitive evidence that there's all these outside groups are coming in. Okay, you have all this evidence. What are you doing about it? Are you locking them up? Are you going in? Are you blowing them out? Are you retaking the streets? You don't have to go in and shoot everybody, but you certainly have crowd control tactics. You have gas. You have everything else. Go in there and blow this nonsense out. You have to save life and property and everything else. This isn't just people, throwing bottles or rocks or whatever. They're committing arson. They're looting. They're destroying private property. There's no other reason that you need to go in and break up these groups than what's already been there, and it's only going to escalate if nothing is done. They just seem to be sitting there hoping that if you let them tire themselves out, they'll go away. And anybody that's ever dealt with mobs, that doesn't happen. All you do is give them more power.
Not only that, Brian, if you impose a curfew, can you at least make sure it's in place? Oh my goodness, Santa Monica at 4 o'clock. What did I see? I couldn't believe what I saw in Santa Monica, California yesterday.
Right.
A confrontation. Beyond belief. This was after the curfew. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the leadership?
Non-existent.
Bottom
there is
line,
no leadership.
Please. Give me something. Give me something this morning.
We're absolutely on our own. There is no leadership.
Give me something. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I can't let you go on that note. Tell me about the parade, Winthrop, healthcare workers. Those are heroes. And I'll tell you, they show up
heroes
every day for work.
Right. We had with all this stuff going on, like I said, we had almost 100 correction officers come down with this stuff. We had several of our officers were in a couple of hospitals around Nassau County. A bunch of them were up in Winthrop. And, whenever we have incidents in the jail, when our officers do get hurt, more often than not, they go to Winthrop. We have, people, we have relatives and stuff that work there. So we decided, my widows and children's fund, we wanted to show our support for the healthcare workers up at Winthrop. And every year we do a Father's Day car show, the Widows and Children's Fund. We put on a Father's Day car show. We bring a lot of different equipment and things like that for the kids to see, and toys and games and all kinds of stuff. And it's usually a great event that's attended by a few thousand people. We're not going to be able to do it this year because of COVID and the gathering and everything else that's going on. Father's Day's coming up, and we're not going to be able to have everybody with the social distancing stuff, unless we're protesting, of course, but we can't social distance at a car show. So we morphed our car show into a parade, and we invited all the local classic car clubs, and the Nassau County Police Department did an escort with us and with a lot of our department vehicles, and we drove up to Winthrop from the Nassau County Jail all along Old Country Road. It was several miles, and it was a very nice thing. We showed up at Winthrop. There were all the doctors and nurses were standing outside. We got a good amount of media about it, and there was, a lot of appreciation shown. We brought up sweets and donuts and coffee. We were going to bring food, and they said that they've had several donations of food brought up, so we just brought up some sweets and goodies and stuff for them, and my members and the classic car people, the general public that were involved, all gave them, the appreciation that they deserved. There was a big round of applause, a lot of cars, a lot of classic trucks and things like that going by, and it was a real nice thing. We need more of that. We need more appreciation of the healthcare workers, more appreciation. We have seen it of the frontline workers, but that's obviously turned into something else now. We need to get back to that because we still have this coronavirus, COVID-19 thing going on. Who knows what's going to come out of that with all of this nonsense that's going on. But, these people have been through hell. Especially on the front lines in these hospitals, the stuff that they've seen and dealt with and they're still dealing with. I just had one of my officers was diagnosed again the other day, so it's not over by any means. There's no vaccines. It's certainly been knocked down, but we're not out of the woods yet. And, if you listen to Dr. Fauci and all these ones, it could very well whip around on us again in the fall and the winter. So we just have to be cognizant of it, and we have to make sure that we're appreciative of the work that our healthcare workers are doing, and we certainly tried to show that last week.
Well, listen, we're appreciative of the work you do and all those fine folks in Nassau County. keep up the great work, and please come on this show as often as you want. Please come on as often as you want. Because
thank you very much, Jay. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the time. I appreciate the voice. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.